Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thanks so much for staying with us. I promised you a conversation with Herman Mashaba, who's leader of Action SA. He's in studio with us. Yesterday, they had a press briefing making a huge announcement. They've been merged with a forum for service delivery. It's a party that's about 10 years old. They've been in government, or local government, for about 8 years. And Action SA has formed a formal relationship with them. Mr. Mashaba, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to Kaya listeners. And Happy New Year. First time to be here and be in the studio.
Thank you for coming through. Why Forum for Service Delivery?
Well, I was really very lucky, as always, late September last year, I get a call from Dr. Kekana wanting a meeting with me. I'd never met him. I've obviously had read about him and the Forum for Service Delivery. And at the time, I wasn't sure to what extent they have actually penetrated the market until when I had that first meeting with him. I tell you, half an hour into his presentation, I was overwhelmed. Mm. And that led to one meeting after the other, bringing technical staff and so forth. We had, I think, 10, 12 meetings, which culminated with the announcement yesterday. Really very exciting times for Action SA, a four-year-old party. That's something that I want to keep reminding people, because you know, people just come, they think Action SA has been around forever. They compare us with parties which have been there, some for 113 years, some of them for 30 years. We're only 4 years old, 2 years of which under COVID-19. So we, as Action SA, at the moment, on our own, 101 councillors. So this now merger with Forum for Service Delivery is now giving us additional 34 councillors in 5 provinces. Okay. And provinces where we never really had any presence, you know. And I think roughly 80% of these municipalities are in the northwest. But we are now, we've got representation in the northwest, in Limpopo, in the Free State, in Mpumalanga, you know. And I think what is actually quite exciting for what Dr. Kakan and his team really achieved is looking at the almost non-existent of resources. Mm. What actually made them successful is the passion for what was happening in our country, using their own resources and using their own energies, going from house to house. Mm. And so they don't have to prove anything to anyone that they've got the support. There's a reason why they've got councillors. You go into council because you've acquired you've got the constituency. I mean, we as Action SA, you can imagine we're a party now with 2 mayors in the country, including the capital city of our country. Action SA leads that government. Yeah. We now lead, we have a mayor in Ditsobotla in the northwest, and at very troubled municipality. So that's why I was saying to you earlier on offline that can we exchange the jobs? Because you can imagine with everything else that I've got to go through, I've got to work with Dr. Kegana to ensure that our mayor in Ditsobotla does things right as per Action SA, because obviously the part of the arrangement is that all these councillors, 34 of them, will have dual membership, because obviously,
will it be dual membership?
Yes, we've obviously, you will see within the next 14 days, there'll be the amendments to our constitution allow only the 34 councillors to have dual membership.
Got you.
But Action SA and for service delivery. But obviously, it'll lapse on the day of the elections.
That's what I was going to say.
But when they contest for the 2026, they are going to contest as Action SA. Even right now, when they present reports in council as Forum for Service Delivery and part of Action
SA, they'll be wearing two hats.
Okay. They'll be wearing two hats.
I get it. Were you nervous you come from what was a vision of sorts that was meant to be a strong opposition with the multi-party charter. It collapsed in front of your eyes, and, and people were not were not coming to you with honesty. I think it kind of it died before you knew it. You thought you had an arrangement, and then before you knew it, it was gone, and you didn't see it coming in a way.
I saw it coming, but I think by the time I really wanted to pull out, we thought it was really too late.
Gotcha.
Really, in the beginning, I'm sure you know, I'm on record from the beginning, very skeptical. Mm. But it was a necessary thing for our country. It was the right thing to do if we were doing it for the right and same reasons. Unfortunately, I was dealing with completely dishonest people.
So what I want to ask you is that you are now saying this is the beginning of what you are forming as you're calling it a rational opposition, because the GNU needs an opposition. I'm assuming that you are going to be attracting other political parties.
Well, absolutely. That's why if you read my statement, the headlines is that this is the first, yes. This is the beginning of many. Mm-hmm. So yes, absolutely, without any doubt, unapologetic about this. We want to really form a big block under the Action SA banner.
Mm-hmm.
We've already, I think, Dr. Kekan and Forum for Service Delivery, they've opened my eyes to other bigger opportunities. Because if you look at municipalities throughout the country, political parties like Forum for Service Delivery, they are spread all over.
Yes.
You know, and they don't have resources, they don't have the capacity to grow beyond what they've achieved. Mm. So I think if Action SA can manage to consolidate this under one umbrella, without any doubt, 2026 will be in as many municipalities as possible. And one of the roles, also aware, that we made provision in our constitution to have
Dr.
Kekana as the deputy president. His main focus, amongst others, but the main focus is to go and establish strong branches, strong membership, and so forth. And he's got the experience. That's a beauty. He's young, not an old man like Herman Mashaba. You know, I've traveled too much in the 80s selling beauty products, you know. So I think let's bring the young ones with the right commitment to South Africa, because honestly, the achievement had to do with the commitment to the work.
In some of the municipalities where they have councillors and so on, they were in collision with the ANC. So were they not invited to the GNU?
No, they're not in national government.
I know that.
Yeah, yes.
Well, in the conversations that they have, did they aspire to be part of
government? I don't know if you listened to the interview, to the press conference yesterday, where Dr. Kekana said why he approached me. Because he says they wanted, when he first met me, says they actually wanted to approach us before the 2024 elections. However, they had concerns about our association with the DA. They realized that DA is a toxic party. They did not want association with it. That is the reason why he approached me in September, when at the time I was being insulted by the DA, being called names and whatever, and realizing that the relationship between Action SA and DA is over. That's when he made the move to approach me and started the discussions, which culminated with excitement that has actually taken the country by complete surprise. Because you remember when I made an announcement about the removing DA from Tshwane, I mean, I was attacked by media. You guys were all over me, being called black or corrupt person driven by ANC corruption and so forth. And I took this deeply, but fortunate enough, I'm not really threatened by insults. And so it's really something exciting. And we believe that this move is going to assist us in attracting more other parties. I'm going to be working very closely with with Dr. Gekana and our provincial chairpersons, because obviously in the nine provinces, some of the our colleagues Forum for Service Delivery must be part of our structures. We will be inviting, so in fact, I've got a meeting tomorrow with him where we can really decide on putting some of the people in our Senate, because I mean, these guys have got massive experience that we don't have. That's why I remember during the when the elections were announced about where I think I had a link as where I missed to see MK coming. Honestly, when MK was launched in December of 2023, I said, no normal person will vote for them. And I didn't realize that it was a terrible oversight on my part, but I admitted it because they really completely surprised us. And you learn every day, you make mistakes, but fortunate enough, Pimel, in the 65 years of my life, I take decisions every day. But if I look at the percentage of where I make mistakes, they are so negligible. So I'm always really lucky. And luck happens because of hard work and believing in what you're doing. I mean, this move with with the Forum for Service Delivery, it's Dr. Kekana who called me, and when I presented the plan to him, it was what I thought we could do. Because he just said, "Can we do something?" But he had no idea what is it that we must do. I said, "Look, if we want to do it, let's do it properly." It was tough discussions. That's why says we had 10, 12 meetings, groups, and bring technical people. But I'd given them the framework of what needs to happen if we are serious about doing it correctly. That's why it's important to make sure that we bring all this into the Action SA umbrella. Let's not play games. If we need to really work and really work for people of this country, SNS has got a bigger profile and so forth. Yes, and I think absolutely we need you guys. You've got the expertise that we don't have. But let's not play games about confusing people with lots of names and so forth. And they saw sense in this, and all his councillors, everyone accepted. And now I have to be on the road again, crisscrossing the five provinces, selling this to their members so that they understand the rationale behind this move.
What do you want to say about Stilfontein?
Stilfontein, it's really one of those most unfortunate cases that makes me actually angry, Pamela. Angry why? Because since 2020, or since 20, let's go back to 2016, 5th of February, when Pretty Nkambule, Yvonne Mnisi, and Solomon Nyerende went down a container. And few months down the line, our own government said to us that container cannot be retrieved. And then let's fast forward to my involvement. January, February 2020, during the times when we were talking about the People's Dialogue, the family contacted me. I drove all the way to Barberton. I'd never been there before. And I went in and out. I didn't realize such a long way, but we went in and out, spent a couple of hours with them, and they related to me. That's when I came closer to the evil of our country, the human rights violation. In a country, in 1996, we approved a constitution enshrined with the human rights element into it. And here is it. Our South Africa right now tells us people who go underground voluntarily, coming into our country illegally to commit, the first to commit crime by coming into our country illegally. They go underground here on their own, voluntarily. And then the whole country stands up and says, we must go and retrieve these people. Pretty Nkambule, Yvonne Mnisi, and Solomon Nyerende, no outcry from South Africans. And I'm saying, no, this is unacceptable. If this government of this Republic of South Africa is going to use my taxes and your taxes to go and actually legalize illegality, because this is the trend I'm seeing happening in our country lately. We are beginning to legalize illegality. What's happening in our schools? I mean, I can extend it to doctors. You know, I grew up in an environment, Pimelo. Doctors were a scarce commodity in our community. Today, I'm dealing with cases of doctors unemployed. You'll see one of these days I'm going to be launching another court case, but for doctors who are unemployed in hospitals where... Just in December, I took my family on a five-day holiday in Bela Bela. And one of my nephews got sick. We had to take him to Bela Bela Hospital. Yeah, you'd cry. You look at the state of the hospital. He had to be admitted. No blankets. And so forth. You look at our clinics. No medication. So... why must I feel for criminality and criminals? I'm saying to myself, these people went down there voluntarily. I did not see the reason why South Africa needed to stand up and say, tell us Ubuntu. What is Ubuntu? If Ubuntu means we must care about encouraging South Africans to go into criminality, because then that's when people wake up to say they will sympathize with you. As long as you're a law-abiding citizen, this country has got no time for you. And I'm saying, no, I'm not accepting this as Herman Mashaba. I have no time for criminals. If you're a criminal, you'll remain a criminal to me. And my concern is about the welfare of South Africans who... were abused for over 300 years. I can tell you right now, talking to you, I always tell people, family members, some of my family members who disappeared during the dark days of this country's history. Even up to today, we don't know what happened to them. And other people, not only family, you know, because I was not an exception. And obviously, 1994, when Mandela negotiated the settlement, including 2 years later coming out with this constitution, we thought it was going to save us. It looks like this constitution, some elements of this constitution. Look, let's not make mistake. I'm in favor of our constitution, but at the same time, I'm saying there are some elements of our constitution where I have a feeling the ANC were duped, they were hoodwinked in accepting this some of these elements of this constitution. And I think if we are not going to confront them, I'm afraid you and I, more especially you and I, with our skin, we are going to be held responsible. And why I'm saying so? Because when I took a decision to remove the mayor of Tshwane, I was accused of being motivated by corruption. That here's another black man, this Herman Mashaba, we never thought he'll be like other black people. Mm. And I said, my goodness, what the hell is going on? Mm. Am I corrupt because I'm black? I'm not going to accept this. And unfortunately, Pimelo, some of our people have already bought into this. I grew up in an environment, I don't know, perhaps you're young to have been brought up under that environment, where our people used to talk openly sometimes that some also took a lokhoa. And I've always rejected that. My grandfather asked me to reject this with contempt it deserves. Namas Tarsas, Sahemen Mashaba is Herman Mashaba, and my family and my black race, and all other South Africans that are committed to a non-racial society. No one is better than me because of their race or the color of their skin or their gender. All of us are equal. We just really need a government that can create a conducive environment, create equal opportunities, and allow South Africans to flourish, not to really give others the status that they don't deserve.
just a few, maybe 2 weeks ago, I spoke to the mayor of Tshwane because the taps in some parts of Hammanskraal were on. Wonderful news. Today she went to go assess Rooiwal. Just maybe give me your sense of what all of this means. This is 20 years later.
Yeah, no.
20 years.
I think I'm sure you're aware, Pamela, I've had this discussion with you. Even the time when in 2020, they had to put my own money to conduct a public inquiry on this. Mm-hmm. That's before Action SA went into government. We are still a new political party. You know, spending our money to have a public inquiry, which the DA government in Tshwane refused to mm-hmm. participate in. That report is there for anyone to see. And in that report, there are the whistleblowers that speak about the level of corruption of what happened in 2019 mm-hmm. when Edwin Sodi's company was given the tender. But we are here at this stage right now with the intervention of national government. Mm-hmm. Certain parts of Hammanskraal have now got water. Mm-hmm. By end of February, there's four modules. Mm-hmm. So by end of June, the entire Hammanskraal is going to have clean, drinkable water mm-hmm. because Action SA raised this matter to attract the attention of the national government. And this afternoon, driving, going home, listened to an interview by our mayor that they visited Rooiwal. And I believe the project is three months ahead of time. You know, it gives me such personal satisfaction and as much as always people, and I mean it, that I hate this job, but it's one of the most rewarding jobs when you start seeing this kind of results.
Absolutely. Herman Mashaba, thank you so much for coming through. Leader of Action SA. We'll be speaking soon, of course, with the developments of this merger between yourselves and Forum for Service Delivery. Thank you for coming through.
No, thank you very much. And I really, obviously, I think it's your station. It will really be very important for you one day to engage Dr. Kekana. He's an amazing human being.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.